My first guest of the afternoon, Raymond Kramer, founder and trustee of Guardian Angel Wildlife and Marine Trust. Raymond, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
My pleasure, Simon. How are you doing?
I am strong. I'm looking forward to New Year, that is for sure, and I'm hoping that it'll just be somewhat more peaceful. Let's have a peaceful, quieter one. That's my wish for everybody this year. But that was a very long answer to a very short question. Raymond, talk to me about rhino protection and the Guardian Angel initiative.
Okay, where should we start, Simon? Let me start off with the following. Because at the last minute I was asked by Karen to talk about the rhino horn situation.
Yes.
Currently.
Yes.
And the current stuff that appeared in the news recently. So I took the liberty of calling Colonel Johan Huister,
yes,
who is the section commander for the wildlife trafficking at the Hawks head office, and he's responsible for all trafficking matters relating to rhino horn, elephant, cycads, etc. Just to get a little breakdown from him. You know, just to summarize. The bottom line, what came from him was basically, obviously you've read about these arrests recently. That's public news, and that was the abuse of the internal selling system in the country by some of our well-known people who were conservationists and so on.
Yeah.
But the most important thing, well, from a Guardian Angel perspective, God is a wildlife and marine perspective, we are focusing obviously with collaboration of law enforcement and enabling them, because you know law enforcement is very underfunded at the moment, and we don't give them as much acclaim as we should. You know, we should be really putting more budget into law enforcement. They're understaffed, and I must say that the Hawks and the certain of our law enforcement agencies are doing an exceptional job at their work, but obviously take into consideration the huge amount of crimes and also the being underfunded as well and not having enough staff members. So let's just get to the rhino smuggling for a moment, the horn smuggling.
Yeah.
There's two main issues. The one is the internal side that the law enforcement work on, for example, the Hawks, is that internal trade that takes place. They need to keep an eye on that because of the abuse that can take place internally, because you're allowed to sell rhino horn in South Africa with permits, as you well know. And the other is obviously the poaching side, where the animal is killed for the horn and then exported. And then you've got the very smart syndicate heads sitting far, far away, very, very smart, and they obviously use their influence to bribe or intimidate people on the ground to allow the smuggling to take place, from the poaching to the smuggling. So what they're also working on as well at the Hawks is working with their international counterparts, which is very, very important, you know, in Southeast Asia and other countries, in order to put a stem to that. Because if you don't cut the head of the snake off, unfortunately, this is going to continue. So let me stop there for a moment, and you can ask some more questions.
So this is not the first time we've heard stories like this. Have there been any successes? Can you point to occasions where kingpins have actually been brought to justice, tried, put away, and faced the punishment that the law provides? Personally, I just haven't heard
of it. Let's take what's well known in the news now is as you read recently that Minister Dion George welcomed the arrest of the International Rhino Horn Syndicate, and those were South Africans. You know, for example, where 964 rhino horns with millions of rands were destined for illegal were traded and basically exported out of South Africa, traded legally in inverted commas, and then exported outside the country. So that took many years of investigation, but that is all public news. So that in itself is a great, great thing for South Africa. And I think also, obviously, if one has to just Google, one will find that there have been some serious prosecution, but it's still not enough, because, you know, sadly, even in this year. And we've got porous borders. I'm just going off the subject a little bit because that's...
No, it's good.
You know, you just have to Google, yeah. you'll pick that all up. But we've got porous borders. We've got the corruption. We've got people that are starving. You've got uneducated people. And it's all a perfect storm, you know, where people can be taken advantage of. So in this year alone, apparently, we've had about 195 rhinos killed in the farm. Still, it continues. You can't even pinpoint where a rhino is today in a national park because it will be taken out. So even if you know, the rhino, where they've cut the horns off, the poachers will still go and take out that stuff. So
oh
the demand
goodness.
Is yeah, they'll even kill a baby rhino. It makes no difference, even that stuff. Now, to use an example, I went to go and see a rhino at a park not far from here, having a transmitter put into its horn.
Yeah.
And I picked up some of the shavings. And, you know, you look at it. When you see that, it's like your nails. You know, that's what it is, your hair. It's, you know, just that's what it is. And it's just unbelievable that people in the East and in other parts of the world where they find this as a medicinal or ornamental or whatever they use it for these very, it's unbelievable when you actually see what a rhino horn is made of. The keratin.
Yeah,
but it's got such a value, you know. So that's very, very sad. So unless we change the way the people in the Eastern countries think, you know, in East Asia and other countries, this demand just will not stop.
Raymond, you sound like your challenges are made out for you. I'm just wondering, are you hopeful? Do you think this is something that can be, is this a fight that can be won?
You know, any fight can be won as long as people put their minds to it. And there's no, it's an holistic thing, you know. So like I said in the beginning, number one, I think that our politicians are looking more towards wildlife today. I think there needs to be more of a respect for wildlife. And I think more powers need to be given and more money needs to be given to the institutions that protect our wildlife and especially to the law enforcement agencies. So I believe that, yeah, and also by that is very, very important. But I believe by addressing, without addressing the poverty issues in the country and the unemployment, those are serious challenges. What is the rhino horn? When a person's offered a couple of thousand rand to do something, and you've got these porous borders with corruption, it's an incredible challenge. But I do believe where we come in as God, and I can only speak for ourselves, is that if we can try to do we will do our best to educate the young generation. And we started off with this campaign in Alex, don't litter. We need to start changing their minds. We need to give them different options. We're putting them through character building courses where they can go back to their communities and come back as disciplined young people. That's through the military, you know, through the South African National Defense Force. So if we don't get a grip on our youth and use influences to get this message across, it becomes a no-no. Don't do it, Dad. I don't like what you're doing. And we don't get an incredibly powerful law enforcement, you know, the agencies doing what they're doing under that circumstances. I do believe, yes, you know, if the will is there, it will happen. There's no doubt about it. But it is a challenging situation.
Just talk numbers to me finally. How many rhinos do we have left in South Africa? Are they almost becoming endangered species or is the situation not quite so critical yet?
Well, you know, I can't answer how many we've got left. I know that I don't know how many I've got left. I suppose we could probably go to Google for that right now. I'm not going to give you a number. I'll probably be wrong.
No, it's fine. I was just trying to get a feeling for the seriousness. That's where I was going.
Well, you know, bottom line is that it's very serious. You know, you don't see that many rhinos anymore in the Kruger Park, for example. You know, you can't even pinpoint them. So it is very, very serious, and it's serious in the neighboring countries as well. And basically, we have to be on, we have to take great care preserving what we've got left. I'm just doing a quick
Yeah, you're looking.
Google
You,
search while we're
it's irritating
talking.
you, that question, isn't it? I can see. Sorry.
You have hit me with that question, and I didn't prepare it in South Africa. So I just want to give you that answer quickly.
Yes.
Here we go. So while the listeners are out there, I think there's at the end of 2023,
Yes.
it said that South Africa had about 16,000 rhinos. That was 2023. 2,065 black rhinos and 13,000 odd white rhinos left. Now, what is in the wild? What is left in the wild and what is captively bred or captive? I don't have those exact figures, but
Yeah, but
you know,
it's
what
a
have we got here?
percentage that is being slaughtered by poachers. I mean, you spoke about 900
Well,
by the overseas syndicate. You spoke about over 100 locally. These are significant numbers that if something isn't done, there will be issues.
it's significant. It's very, very significant. It's very, very significant. And what I did do was I had a quick look at, and I've got it somewhere here, what the rhino populations were. I mean, in the 1800s, call it the 1800s, we had about 850,000 black rhinos that existed on the continent. And by the 1960s, there were only about 100,000 that remained. So
Oh,
you're
that's a
talking,
sobering
you're talking
statistic.
that's not, so no, so you can see,
That's a sobering
so,
statistic for sure.
South Africa, southern white rhino, fewer than 100 individuals remained in the wild. Well, obviously, but look, the bottom line is those stats are all on Google, and I don't know how accurate they are, but all I do know is from where we were to where we're going.
The arrow is going
Carry
in
on.
one way, that's for sure. Raymond, we're running out of time. And final question for you. If people are moved by what you're saying or feel the need to get involved, how can they assist?
I think, well, from our perspective, I think, look, obviously, nothing runs on fresh air. So number one, people can assist with us in our when we work in the townships. That's where people want to give of themselves and become guardian angels and get involved with the youth and other efforts that we're doing on the ground. We've got quite a few plans coming up in the future, which will be announced in the near future. I was out in one of the Northwest Prov I was in the Northwest Province yesterday, where people are desperate, to educate. Well, employment number one of the youth, education, getting involved with us in quite a few of the activities that we're involved in. The other is obviously funding, because without funding you can do nothing. We
Sure.
can't, you just to breathe today you need funding, and that funding goes directly into the services. It goes directly into the areas where it counts, so people get bang for their buck. So the people that have given us funding up to now have seen what we've done with it, and one thing is we're very, very careful with that, and we make sure that if for whatever goes in, 10 times more is achieved, put it that way. So we were very, very conscious of that as a as an NPO, that we that whatever we get for our funding, it really, really gets to making a very, very big difference. And so that's about it for now. As I say, we, every day is a new day, brings new projects and opportunities, but we try to focus. And one of the other areas that we just done now as a matter of interest is we've engaged with some of the taxi associations to get that message across as well.
Interesting.
And we're looking, I used
Interesting.
to represent them many years ago in the 80s.
Yeah.
So they carry millions of people around the country. And we're looking at working with them and collaborating, starting even with the Alexandra Township, where they can, where that Keep Kasi Clean campaign, keep your township clean, and basically getting that message out into the taxi associations and for them to get it to
That's
millions of
a
people as
very
well.
smart, very smart move. Raymond, we're going to leave it there. We're out of time, but appreciate you talking to me this afternoon.
Simon, thank you very much. In the short space of time, I think we've answered as best as I could. under the circumstances when I was told, let's talk about rhino horn smuggling just a half an hour ago. So
Well,
thank you very much, and thank you very much to your listeners.
Cheers, Raymond.